Now we're going to look at the gospel. Matthew 14, 22 to 33 for this 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And it rhymes with the first reading, as I think I've tried to point out. They both have to do with storm and with the Lord's power over storm. And if I get a chance, I'll read some text to you about the Lord's power over storms. Good for us to know. All right. So, this storm is the storm that Matthew, Mark both tell us about after the multiplication of the loaves. It's extraordinary. The Lord demonstrating his power over the material universe. He takes this bread. And what are the four things he does? You see? He takes, he blesses, you see, takes the bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it, right? Take, bless, break, give. Look at the Last Supper. Take, bless, break, give. Every Mass. Took bread into sacred hands and looking up to heaven, gave you thanks and praise, the blessing. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, take. Now we have, following that, this other demonstration of the lordship of Jesus over all the forces of the universe. And so it starts, you see, the gospel text for the day, after he had fed the people, that's to help get the people ready, like, you know, locate them in the text. Okay. Then he made, actually almost forced, the disciples to get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. Now, there's a very fine piece of historical reflection on this. It's an article by Father Ignace de la Poterie. You see, in other words, we have the inner dimension of the event. We've talked about this before, right? My famous example of Smith and Jones at the cocktail party. Remember? Well, I'll tell you again. We're at a cocktail party, let's say. Now, how we got there, I don't know, but here we are. And I say to you, did you notice that Smith came into the room, walked right across there, and shook Jones's hand, and Jones took his hand in both of his own and smiled? And you say, okay, so what? Then I tell you, Smith and Jones have been enemies for 12 years. I reveal to you an inner dimension of the event. See what I'm trying to say? That really happened. But you have to know the inner dimension. Or, if you and I were at the cross, and I said, there is the salvation of the world, not just a poor, unfortunate guy who got caught in the Roman justice system. There is the salvation of the world. I'd be right, but I would need a prophetic grace to see it. That's the interior dimension of what really happened. So you see, here we have the same notion. This prophecy that Jesus gave about how he's going to take care of his people, and at the same time proclaiming himself the new Moses, because he's feeding the people in the desert. Okay? So then he forced the disciples to get into the boat and go across to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. Okay, so what happened? Jesus saw after he did this that the crowd was getting excited. So he said to his disciples, get out of here. Go, get out of here. I'm going up to the top of the mountain till they calm down and leave. That's sort of the Smith and Jones handshake level. What's going on at another level, you see, is Jesus preparing to show another dimension of his authority over the universe, over the material universe. I hope that's clear. And so, you see, so after he had done the crowd, said it, dismissed the crowd, he went up to the mountain all by himself, Caridian, to pray. We don't know what those things took out of him. Break bread, have it multiplied, the crowd eat, get excited, want to make him king. And all the time he's listening to the Father. What do I do now? How do I act now? Holy Spirit, guide me. What am I supposed to be doing? And so he goes up to pray. And then when it was evening, he was there, monos, alone. The crowd had left. Okay. And so, in the meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about for the waves, for the wind was against it. This is a rather calm description of the storm. But, you see, the Jordan River comes down between the mountains and empties into the Sea of Galilee and then empties the other end and goes down to the Dead Sea. But when the wind blows, I've seen it, when the wind blows down that funnel, these are not your just little waves 1 or 2 feet high on the lake. These are real waves and a real wind. This is a storm coming through that funnel and hitting the sea, the lake, and putting it into real turmoil. That's what they're faced with, you see? And so he was alone. So then, the boat was being tossed about by the waves. It was a few miles offshore, and the wind was against it. They're trying to go east-west, and this wind is coming north-south. Okay. So then he came toward them, walking on the sea. About the fourth watch, which is between 2 and 6 in the morning. And he's walking on the sea. When they saw that, they said, it's a spirit. It's a ghost. I mean, and they got scared to death, you know, and cried out in fear. Ah! They didn't think it was Jesus. They didn't know who it was. It's some kind of spirit walking on the water. We're sunk. So Jesus says to them, you see, take courage, you see. Darsite. Ego imi. I am. Means I am, it is I, but it also means I am. He's asserting things here. And this wonderful Greek phrase, which can go either way, is used a lot. It's in John at the same point, when they see him walking and they get, you know, and he says, Ego imi, I am. I want to show you the biblical text where you have this idea of the Lord's power over the sea. First, we have to get finished our text. So Peter said, that's you, Lord. Command me to come to you on the water. Now, where did he got this idea? You know, Jesus said, all right, come. That'll give everybody peace. So he gets out of the boat. He starts walking on the water. And all of a sudden, he realized what he was doing. And he freaked out. He got frightened. And he began to sink. So he called out, you see, Kyrie sozon, Lord, save, you know? Sozon me. So the Lord got him by the hand and picked him up. He said, why did you doubt, you of little faith? What is he teaching him? Peter, one day you're going to be an obscure Galilean peasant in the middle of Rome as the head of the whole church, which is spreading. You think this water is going to make you sink. Wait till you get into that water. You've got to keep on believing me. I have prayed for you, he says at the Last Supper, that your faith fail not. And having been strengthened, you turn around and strengthen the brethren. That's his main job. You see? And so, we can all sympathize with Peter, first place, where we have the guts to get out of the boat in the first place. You know? But then we'd lose our nerve if you don't keep your eye on Jesus. And so, listen, Pope, you got to keep watching me or you'll sink. You see? Because you got to walk on water once you're Pope like I do. And so, he gives him again this famous oligopiste. Matthew especially loves this word. Little faith. It's a definition of the disciple. Oligopistos. He's little faith. So he says to him, oligopiste, Why did you doubt? Why did I doubt? Because I was this way. You were doing fine until you stopped leaning on me. Learn something, Pedro, because this is a piece of cake, depending on what's going to happen to you when you're living in Rome, trying to keep this whole thing going, you know, even though the communication is not like it is nowadays, until finally they get you and crucify you. And he's going to prophesy that, as John records in chapter 20. And so they get there, you see. When they get there, see, the wind died down. After Peter and Jesus got in the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." As far as their faith could take them, they just saw something. They just saw Jesus walk across the lake, catch up to them, have Peter walk on the lake, get in the boat and come. Boy, you are the Son of God. They're starting to advance, you see. They saw this multiplication, now they see this. These are both prophecies of the way the Lord will care for his church until he comes back. Now, it's amazing how many times in the Old Testament, and I want to just read a few of them for you, you see, the best, and the one which John evokes in a very powerful way. John says they went down to the sea and got in the boat. That comes from Psalm 107. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the mighty waters. You remember 107? It's all, they get in trouble, they lost their way in the desert, and he gets them out. They're in prison because of their sins. Food is repugnant. He gets them out and feeds them. And every time it's these acts of God. And they're all, you see, proving that he's the Lord. And so these people on the mighty waters, they saw the deeds of Adonai, his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. These waves mounted up to heaven. They went down to the depths. Their courage, these experts, melted away in their calamity. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord, and he brought them out from their distress. He made the storm be still. The waves were hushed, and they were glad they had quiet, and he brought them to the desired haven. Those words are also in John's account of this walking on the water. In other words, ego eimi means I am. I am. What is your name? I am. It also means it is I. One of those delightful things. And so you see, what's the story? The church faces storms. In the other account in Matthew of the other storm, they followed him into the boat. Storm came up. He was asleep. And they say, Kyrie Sozon, Apolimota, Lord, save us, we're going to perish. But that Lord, save us, is Matthew's taking from the liturgy of his church and putting it there. The same spot in Mark has, Master, don't you care that we're going under? And Matthew puts it this way. Why? Church, don't ever despair. Don't ever give up. No matter how bad the storm is, no matter if you're 60% responsible for the storm because of your own infidelity, don't worry. I will be with you and I will calm the storm. Amen.